Welcome to Create Wealth Through Franchising. I'm your host, Kim Daly. Whether you're a CEO, a military vet, a real estate investor, or simply in career transition and ready to take ownership of your future, with each episode, you're going to learn valuable insights and hear inspiring stories from within the franchise industry. On that note, my guest stories are their own. And as a franchise consultant, I do not make personal brand endorsements or earnings claims, but I do educate, motivate, and inspire dreams. Now, on to the show. Welcome back to Create Wealth in Franchising and Kim Daly TV. I am your host, Kim Daly, my new special friend in studio today. His name is Mike Avery. He is Bloomin' Blinds of Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Mike, welcome to the studio of Kim Daly TV.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. I can already tell you're a fun guy. So we enter the studio. He tells me he's been in business for 4 months. We're going to dive into this juicy conversation. But before we get into where you are today and the fires you woke up to put out today, Mike Avery, let's back up and talk about what was happening in your life when you started thinking, I need to do something different, and how did you get to franchising?
Oh, that journey to franchising was 25 years. I've always been an entrepreneur, but I was scared. And so it was always this, you know, tug in me to do something on my own, and I would try to do some side work and clothing lines and all of that stuff.
So wait, you were scared, but you were doing it the hardest way as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, the hardest
with
way.
With the highest failure rate and the most risk possible? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
It totally makes sense. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm fresh. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. I mean, yeah. I mean, I was scared. So I worked in corporate America for 25 years. And my last gig, I worked at Chobani, the yogurt company. And January 12th, I got a phone call that said my position was eliminated, and I absolutely freaked out. And so I went into that, I'm scared, I just have to find employment mode. I'd never been without a job. I always had a position, and I did really well in that corporate life. But this was different. After spending that much time in corporate America, I was done. And I wasn't sleeping at night. I was up. I was restless. And I was like, I just think it is absolutely time to do something that's for me. But it had to be about building a brand. It wasn't just about, like, you know, getting a paycheck or, you know, just saying I was an entrepreneur. Like, that wasn't good to me. Didn't feel good to me. So my fiance, the phone was listening to our conversations. I swear to God, the phone was listening to our conversations.
Gary.
And so I know. And so I'd been saying, maybe it's time to do a franchise. And she was like, no, it's not time for you to do a franchise. We have a boat. We have a home that we're going to be, you know, purchasing together. No, this is not the time for franchise. Like, whatever word that just came out of your mouth, this is not that time.
It's the real F word.
Yeah, the real F word. And so I was like, no, I really think this is time. And she said, well, if you're serious, I have a friend who's a franchise consultant, and then the rest is history.
Who was your consultant?
Corey Stender.
Oh, I love Corey. I love his wife even more. Great friends of mine.
No, see, Corey doesn't like me enough to actually, like, you know, let's go get a drink or anything like that. He liked me enough to bring me Bloomin' Blinds, but I'm still working on the level to where I get the invite to go out.
That's awesome. I'm going to play him that clip. That's so great. Well, good for you. So you win the argument with your fiance to at least open up the discussion and explore franchising, because the pain of being laid off from a corporate job that you've given your heart and soul to, it's very real. And the listener out there is like shaking their head, because many people, Mike, find themselves in the same place as you.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's through no fault of your own, right? You were just doing everything you could do. And because they made decisions that they made, you suddenly find yourself without that paycheck.
Yeah. It's as daunting of a thought process. And I really didn't know it. I would read articles and stuff like that. And
like really, you know, awesome testimonials of people who worked for 30 years and just decided to like start a candle company. And then the candle company just blows up and it's like, wow, I could do that. Maybe I should make candles.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like whatever it is, right? Like you read of that and I'm like, that takes so much courage. But then I found myself at the precipice of either going back to that life or finding that courage to say, this is it. This is going to be my story. And I feel like I'm a pretty intelligent dude. So I was like, well, you know what? If it doesn't work, which I don't want to hang my thoughts and prayers on this, but if it doesn't work, I can just go back and get another job. But if it does work, how cool would that be? And work, when I mean by if it's going to work, I don't mean like hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of dollars that I'm generating every year. I'm not talking about millions of dollars that I'm generating every year. Now, if that happens, I'm not turning that down. We're all good at that point. However, I don't need that. I'm looking for peace of mind. I'm looking for the ability to wake up in the morning and know that I'm giving it my absolute all and that more than capable of compensating myself to the tune to where I was at in corporate America, a little bit more than that. I'm good being in that sweet spot. I don't need, you know, all of the other stuff that comes with the success story, the glam, the glitz of being an entrepreneur.
Well, we want it for you. I'm sure Kelsey wants it for you. Kim Daly just met you and she wants it for you. Yeah, we're going to come back to that point, but I want to dial it back to your fiance because this is like a real conversation that many couples have to have.
Oh, I'll give you the real.
Give me the real. And like, and then when you're like, oh, my franchise consultant says Bloomin' Blinds. I mean, did she like pack her bags and are you married or what? Did she like, I'm out the door, Mike, this is over. Because you went from yogurt to blinds. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really good point. She said, you're not really passionate. I've never known you to be passionate about window covering. Like, you're talking blinds and shades, right?
Fair enough.
I was like, yeah, but you got to think about it. Like, I was really only passionate about, you know, selling cheese when I worked for Kraft because of the paycheck that I got. Like, I don't wake up saying to myself, like, I am so enthusiastic about cheese today. Oh my God, Miracle Whip is the best. Like, that's not me. Nor was I like, climbing the ranks at Chobani going like, I absolutely just cannot believe my life that I studied yogurt in undergrad and now I'm here. No, like that ain't me. So her approach was, you know, like, okay, well, that makes sense. But her thought process changed when I truly said to myself, this is something that I can do for me. And I've never, ever had the opportunity to do that. Like, I've always been beholden to this status quo. And again, looking at these success stories of individuals that are doing their own thing and they're happy. Her thought process back to me was, I want you to be happy. So several years ago, my wife passed away. And when putting things in perspective that way, right, of like, life is extremely short. And so we spent 23 and a half years together. And we're doing all of the things, right, that everyday folks do that you think you have to do. So, you know, you raise the kids, you buy the house, and then you work your way up. You're working extremely hard. Then, you know, hey, maybe we get out of this starter home and we can get into this next house. We did all of those things and we did all of those things the right way. Life happens, and then in an instant, you're thinking to yourself, like, how in the absolute hell did this come to this? We did everything the right way. And it was at that point where I was like, you know what? It is worth taking the chance on yourself. Because I'd given so much time, so many millions of dollars building a brand, but not for myself. And so those were the conversations that me and my fiance even still having. Look, the conversations ain't over. He goes, buddy, you have some things to talk about.
Got some explaining to do. Well, listen, you're 4 months in, all right? So send her my way. I'll help her. But God bless her for coming around, because you're right. Like, life is so short. You are worthy of being a successful business owner. You've always had the itch, these side hustles, right? And now you're a part of something that's real. And let's get to the point where you met Kelsey and the brothers, because I'm guessing that a big part of your connection to the blind business was when you met the people who are behind the blinds.
And that's the thing. It wasn't the widget. It really wasn't. They could have started a franchise of like planting trees. And I would have said, I mean, the family culture, the technology that they've implemented, the approach to the business, and just who these guys are, and their accessibility to franchise owners, and them wanting you to be successful, I'd be planting trees. It really wasn't the widget. It was everything that surrounded the widget to say, this is what we're going to build. But here are all the things that surround that widget on how we're going to be successful. We want you to call us. We want you to pick up the phone and call us. We want you not only to call us, but call other members of the team. And the other members of the team have that same level of commitment back to the franchise owners. And I wouldn't even say franchise owners. It really truly is the franchise owner. Like, I'm not just a franchise owner, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm Mike. And when I pick up the phone, you're like, hey, Mike, what's going on? How can I help you?
You're not a number. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so when it came down to this corporate America feel, we're building a brand, but we're going to be countercultural to how you build a brand and how I have built brands. We're going to start by saying we're going to implement a family atmosphere throughout all of our franchise owners in the territories that they rep. Okay, sounds good. Very cliche. I get it. Awesome. We're going to talk about being a family. All right, great. And these guys did it. And they're proving it every single day. And I'm waiting for other franchise owners and the validation calls to ask me that very question. Is anything fake? No, it's not fake. It's as authentic, it's as genuine. And albeit it's 4 months, I just don't see that as being part of the fabric of this organization. I just don't. It's just not there. There's no part of me, and I'm a pretty good judge of character. There's no part of me that says, I got to watch out for Kelsey.
Yeah, they're going to sweep the leg on this. Yeah. I mean, I love it. You're speaking right to the heart, right, Mike? Because franchising is always about who, not what. If it's what, go be an entrepreneur, right? If you want to be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and you want to be a part of something that's bigger than you, helping to build a brand. This is where franchising wins. And it's about finding good people through a good experienced franchise consultant that knows the people and can match you, not just with your skill sets and your interests and your background and your finances and all of that, but ultimately has relationships that you get to leverage so that you can explore with confidence, right? And I'm sure you looked at other brands, but something about the brothers at Bloomin' Blinds spoke to you. And I, just meeting you for 5-10 minutes, can already see like what that connection is, because I know them. I know them personally. So
yeah, I mean, it was a whole part of the process, just to dial back to how they get to know you. They will make a decision on whether or not you are the right makeup for the brand. I thought that was pretty cool. It wasn't just, hey, do you have your startup fees? And if so, we'll give you the license and you can start. That's easy. Finding the right people to do this is more difficult.
Yep. Well, and it's sort of like being in a corporate job where you have like one bad hire and it can really pollute the entire department. You know, like this, it can happen very quickly in a franchise. Look, every single person who jumps off the cliff into the safety net of the franchise has all the same anxieties and concerns, right? And fear is very powerful. And so if you have one person whose fear level is just overwhelming, it can really bring down multitudes of franchisees. So it's a very careful balance for good franchisors to bring people in that are more confident and courageous than they are fearful. But at any time, it's also a balance by franchisors in young systems with a lot of early, like first year, second year franchisees, where everybody's still trying to get their sea legs, right, about you. it's a very careful balance of managing and inspiring and helping you grow while managing that fear level. Because to the point you were making before, I mean, your fiance is still like, hey, man, like, what are we doing here, right? Like, because you're 4 months in. And that is going to take time and experience, right? For that level of like, is this going to work? Is this going to work? For that to level out and where that question is completely off your mind. It's totally going to work if you don't quit. You know, not quitting though requires that you have more than enough money, right? And a knowledge that perseverance is what matters in business. I was a personal trainer, Mike, before I got into consulting over 20 years ago. And I always tell people it's the same principles. Like if you ask a trainer, like, what's going to get me in shape? They're like, time under tension. Guess what? What's going to make you a successful business owner? Time under tension, baby.
Yeah.
That is the answer to life.
And don't get me wrong. Like I have those fears.
Of course you do.
I think every entrepreneur has those fears. But what do you do? Like, yeah, the time under tension.
You put yourself in the arena. That's what you do. And you work it out every single day. You know, you mentioned when we first got on the camera that, you know, you came to work, you got to the gym, you woke up today thinking today was going to look this way. And you got to the office and it didn't quite look the same way. So speak a little bit to just that. I'm also a business coach. I'm going to offer a little bit of coaching through that moment and tell you what I would do in that scenario.
Yeah, I mean, as part of my day to day, the fire drills that I experience, and I'm thinking more next step than the current moment, right? So I get, you know, to the desk, I'm doing some things and I get a couple phone calls that from customers are like, hey, some of the parts we wanted to have our blind fixed, where are they? And I'm like, oh, let me make some phone calls. Things are delayed or didn't ship. And I'm like, I cannot deal with that. The reason why is because I'm thinking not just about the customer, I'm thinking about the customer experience and the actual review that will show up in Google that will spur on someone else to say, I want that team to show up in my house either for a repair or for a consultation or to give me an honest assessment. I'm not even ready to buy yet. I'm not thinking about the actual transaction. I'm thinking about the two or three or four steps that come after the transaction to help me build the business past that fear. And so that's how I process. That's how I'm a little bit more strategic in just saying like, I can't rely on, and that's what we've built the business on. It's not transactional, it's relational. It's me coming into someone else's home, kind of figuring out what that looks like. So today I had to take a step back and say, okay, let's be a little bit transactional, which I have to do, obviously, but what does that look like today? Because I had a plan and now that plan is being shifted very early, and it's going to impact the rest of the day. So that was the transactional kind of thought process that I was leaving the gym with and like frustrated. And that's all part of it, right? Like that's absolutely all part. So how do I compartmentalize that?
Hey, Daily Coach fans, if you're ready to begin your own journey to find the perfect franchise, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaily.tv. My services are totally free for you. That's inquire@kimdaily.tv. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, does the customer understand? I think it's all in how it's handled, you know? Like if it's the expectation just wasn't met, how do you smooth out that expectation and even surpass their expectation with your reply, with how you overcompensate in terms of making sure that they are 100% sure that you are their highest priority, because that's what they're going to remember, right? We never really remember what people say. We remember how they make us feel, and that's what you're going for. And I think that's incredibly wise of you because look, so much business is done because of Google reviews. So I have videos on my YouTube channel, Mike, about how to control your Google reviews. And this is a great example of just that, just being very conscientious and going above and beyond and making sure they're happy and checking in with them and being like, I'm all over this for you. Just, you know, then they're like, wow, like we just called because we were a little frustrated. And this guy, look, we commanded his entire day, the owner of the company. The whole point of my podcast, it's to share the inspiring stories. You tell the best story in franchising, right? I can say, hey, this is how it's going to look and feel when you're a franchisee. Franchisors can say, this is how it's going to look and feel. But when you say it, right?
Yeah.
You're doing it. You're the person. And I'm a franchisee too, which is why, you know, and franchising has completely changed my life, which is why I'm so passionate and want to share these stories, because these are the ones that speak the loudest. So we'll put the business coaching aside for a minute for this episode, because really this is more about your experience and just your why and jumping off that cliff. And we've learned so much about you from standing at that fork in the road that was forced on you by your W-2, and then just mustering the courage and helping your fiance get on board with that and diving in. And now you're 4 months in and you're waking up, yeah, living your dream, but also finding yourself in, you know, some frustrating moments. And that's just time under tension. So when you think about like the real goals for your business, where do you hope to be at the end of your first year?
Disproportionate to the size and scale to other big box outlets where you can get window coverings, window treatments, indoor or outdoor motorized shades. So what does that mean? I mean, right now, you can go to several different outlets, but I want folks, when they pull up Bloomin' Blinds of Eden Prairie, for them to feel like it's way larger in scale and scope. And, you know, from at the end of 1 year, I want financially to also be disproportionate in my share of market. I don't know how to define necessarily the share of market because it's hard to get that data. I come from a data background, but I want to be disproportionate to my market size.
You want to be a millionaire. You want to be driving multiple trucks. You want to be on the business, not in the business. I'm going to say it for you. You're dancing around it. I'm like, no, let's be direct. Let's be clear.
That's true. I mean, I want the financial success. Defining it by a specific number, I haven't gotten to that level of granularity just yet. However, I want that to be a part of where we get to. But more than that, I want to have or be able to do it the right way.
$100,000 a month divided by your average ticket is how many customers? That's your goal. $100,000 a month, Mike Avery. That's your goal. Divided by your average ticket. That's how many customers you need. Back it into your closing ratio. All right. We're one out of three homes we go into. Then multiply your lead flow by three. Close one out of three at that average ticket. Do $100,000 a month. Wake up a year from now with your $1.2 million business. It's as easy as that.
It's as easy as that.
It's easy. Then you just got to show up and do it.
Yeah.
It's never easy.
Yeah, we're on pace to do that. I mean, I've strategically partnered with, before obviously our industry, with a couple of builders. And there'll be a consistent revenue stream with those builders. And so mapping that out will be pretty big.
Have you saddled up to a couple of other Bloomin' Blinds franchisees? Like, do you have an accountability group within Bloomin' Blinds to just to kind of hold yourself accountable to what some of the other top performers are doing?
Yeah, we do. And I've reached out to some of the other top performers. I think that's one of the keys to kind of A, getting over the fear that we talked about, understanding that it's real, that those individuals went through the same growing pains as I'm going through. It's like, you know, business counseling, right? It's like, how am I going to get there? And then that individual saying, I need you to take a breath today, you know?
One day at a time, baby.
One day at a time. It's really refreshing to get off those calls and to say like, okay, I can do this. One of the good things that Kelsey put together, probably, you know, the brain trust of the whole entire group, but Kelsey is kind of leading that charge, is our peer groups. And we've got peer groups for franchise owners that have been into the business now for, you know, up to 6 months, I think it is, or up to a year, from a year to 1 to 3 years. And then more of that top tier revenue or volume generating group. And we have accessibility to all those. And so being able to talk through some of the struggles, talk through what's working, what's not working, how do I approach the business? I think all of that is extremely important. That's where we learn our pace, right? Like, it's very good to know, like, hey, I'm doing, you know, $30,000 a month. Is that a good pace? Is that off pace? You know, to someone who's starting off 1 month to 6 months. If someone else is doing $65,000 a month, it's like, okay, I need to talk to you
not necessarily to find it out, which would help, but not necessarily to find out what you're selling. What's the mentality? How are you approaching
this? It's the belief.
It's the belief. Yes. Help me understand, where are you tapping into say that is attainable? Because there's a huge gap between, you know, starting off to what you believe that you can attain. That is an everyday absolute grind to get to from point A to point B. And then once you find out, okay, man, I played basketball and I love the work ethic that Kobe Bryant had, is guys would, you know, come to the gym, they're working out, but Kobe would be the last person out of the gym. He would be the first person in the gym the next day. And it's that sort of thing, is how do you get from point A to believing that you can win a championship, believing that you can do $100,000 a month, believing that you can be a top volume generating individual for Bloomin' Blinds for the whole entire organization? How do you get there? It's the grind.
And you know what this coach calls that, Mike? This coach named Kim Daly calls that the daily grind.
There you go. There you go.
It's where we all live, baby, in the daily grind. It's the plan for perseverance. That is business ownership 101. And the way you do it is exactly how you're doing it. Rising tides raise all ships. Don't just find the people that are 0 to 6 months. Find the people who are already doing $100,000 a month. Skip the line. Think like they think, because there's nothing different. This isn't like you have to go to here, to here, to here, to here. You can go from here to here. You just have to believe differently. What are they doing, to your point? How are they generating the leads? How are they converting the leads? What are they selling? Sometimes it's a matter of, instead of selling this product, selling this product that's a little bit higher. And all of a sudden, with the same number of leads, you've doubled your revenue, right? So sometimes it's strategic. Sometimes it's, you know, incremental. I think success in anything is always incremental, right? How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? How do you build that million-dollar business one day at a time? If you begin with the end in mind, so like the year is already done. You've already done 1.2 million. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Because you have to go there before you can go there. You have to know what it's going to feel like. And then you reverse engineer using the things I already gave you, your average ticket, your closing ratios, which you're going to continue to get better at those closing ratios by finding better prospects that you can meet, right? Sometimes closing ratios are just horrible because the lead source is horrible. And sometimes it's because your sales process isn't good, right? So you got to discern that. But this is the art of owning a business, and it's going to be an ever-changing world, right? As business owners, the one thing we always have to be, if you're an athlete, is nimble on the balls of our feet, right? You're flat-footed. How many times do you make that basket? Never, right? You have to be on the balls of your feet. The same thing when you own a business. The people that are stuck flat-footed, right? Or like, well, it worked before, they're dying. The people that weren't adaptable in 2020, they went out of business. But if you could pivot and you were open-minded and you were like, there's a way, whenever there's an obstacle, there's always an opportunity, you found a way.
No, I love that. And I look over your right shoulder and you've got the board or the painting there that says vision. And if you don't have agility in your vision, that may not be for you then. You know, like, you have to be agile. You have to be, to your point, nimble to think and not be stuck. And then going back to this, I'll digress for a second. You're right. That mentality of this is the step, then this is the step, then this is the step. If you're not willing to break out of that, that is all corporate traditional kind of that brainwash mentality of, here is how you're going to get to $1 million, right? You're going to follow these steps that we've prescribed for you. And if you just study hard enough, if you just go ahead and like wait your turn for that next promotion, you're going to get there. You will get there. And then you will get, you know, whatever that prize is. I tell the story all the time.
3% raise.
I can't even take. I was just going, you work so hard, you're going to tell me I get a 3% merit increase? Break those rules. Break them. I mean, I spent 25 years in corporate America getting a 3 on my performance review. 25 years of 3s. Well, there was maybe 1 year good? I didn't get 2. Well,
is a 3 good?
No, they paint three as like, you did amazing. Just so you know, there's only like three or four people in the organization that got a four. No one gets a five. So Avery, great job. You get a three.
Screw that.
Absolutely screw that. Break the rule. Break out of that mentality and say, do you know what, today I'm going to grind like I have no tomorrow, because I don't.
Yeah. Because you know what might happen? I love where this is going, and this is so inspiring, but because sometimes, you know, like, let's say that people think growth in a business has to be linear, which is what we're talking about, but it absolutely doesn't. It can be exponential. And then some people will look at it and go, oh, well, Mike Avery, he just got lucky. No, Mike Avery creates luck. You become a magnet to your dreams when you live in this heart-centered place with a big, clear vision, and you do not doubt. You do not talk yourself out of what you want to do. You talk yourself into it. Opportunities fall in your lap. One builder who just kept saying no to you, he eventually starts seeing all the good Google reviews. You're like, if I could just land this builder, well, just give it time. He eventually, someone says, oh no, like, I use Bloomin' Blinds. Word gets back on the street. He's like, oh man, everybody over there is so happy at Bloomin' Blinds. You know what? I said no to that guy. I need to call him back and say yes, right? Your neighbor in franchise goes through a health problem or goes through a divorce, and all of a sudden they need to download, liquidate their business, and you get to buy their assets at a fire sale. And you know, you find yourself 2 years down the line with these things that other people looking at you would go, oh, well, Mike, he just got lucky. No, there is no luck. Luck is created, number one, because you're in the game. And number two, because you have vision and passion. And when you live from that place, you are an incredible magnet for opportunity. And that's the luck that the outside world looks at and says, that's luck. It's not luck. You can be the creator of that all day long. This is my coaching platform, baby. I love it. Mike, you're so inspiring. I'm so excited. So the last thing, I promised you only 20 minutes, so I've taken up more of your time, but you're an awesome guy to talk to. So tell my people who are out there, who are standing right where you were standing on January 12th, right? You get the pink slip, or even before that, when you were like looking for the side hustle, what would you tell yourself that was looking for a side hustle? What would you say to that guy now?
Be true to yourself. Really, seriously, be true to yourself. I would take time to breathe and figure out if that truly is your calling, if it's your true path. But I would say be true to yourself. That is a process. So everything that we just shared, talk to the people that are in your most circle. Don't talk to the people that is just as scared to go out there on a limb. You know they're going to tell you, no, just continue to do what you've been doing. You're doing fine. You're doing really good. You make $250,000 a year, and that is awesome. There's not a lot of people that do that. So you're good. Don't talk to that person. Talk to the person who's going to evaluate you as the individual that will help you determine, do you and can you show up for yourself? As much as my fiance, at the point in time that I was talking about franchising, she was absolutely in my corner and saying, you can get out of your own way to be the best you absolutely possible. Well, I needed to hear that. Now, what goes along with it is a whole lot of risk. Okay? There's a whole lot of things that I probably wouldn't do, but you have a skill set, babe, that I don't possess. That's what I needed to hear.
She built up your dream. She didn't tear it down. You need people that can talk you into your greatness, not out of it. That's what you're saying. It's awesome.
Yeah. That's only the thing I would say. So I wrote to myself and asked myself, put all of those fears, put all of those pain points or that my apprehensiveness on paper to say, can I conquer that? Absolutely, I can conquer that. Now let's go after it. I would prescribe that same, you know, thought process and mentality to other people who are thinking about going into franchise, and maybe not even franchise. Do your own thing as well. I mean, if that is your passion, if that's your path, do it. But I will tell you, franchising, it is so rewarding. It's definitely the journey that I'm enjoying, and I want to continue to stay on it. So
you're inspiring. I'm going to find you in a year or two. You're going to have to come back and be a daily double for Kim Daly.
Oh, I will. Well, dude, I have a heartbeat.
I love it.
Look, and it may not be a year.
I would love that even more. conquer the world and come back. Let's go, Mike Avery.
I'll give you 7 months.
Oh, amazing. I love a man like that. Let's go. Let's go. Well, for those of you who are as equally inspired as I am by this guy, Mike Avery, and you are ready to begin your journey to be true to yourself, to find a business that will help you live the life of your dreams, not just dream your dreams, but live your dreams. Well, you know that I want to be your franchise consultant and your daily coach. So please follow the link in the show notes that will take you to my contact form, and I will reach out to you from there. Do not delay. This is your day. Thank you so much, Mike Avery, for being our very special guest here today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
God bless you. You're amazing. And for those listeners, thank you for listening to the end. I can't wait to see you in the next episode. And please do not forget that my name is Kim Daly, and I want to be your daily coach.
You can find more content just like this on my YouTube channel at kimdaly.tv. And if you're inspired to take the next step to explore franchises matched to you, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaly.tv. That's inquire@kimdaly.tv.